Die Mishnah Masechta Svachim, Daf Ein Hey Amid Beis, teaches us Asham, this is Arvab Shlomim. You have a carbon Asham and a carbon Shlomim that got intermingled. We don't know which one is the Asham, which one is the Shlomim. So if Shimon HaMishneim Yishchetu, we should check both of these animals, B'tzofen. As we know, Kachim need to be slaughtered in the Tzofen. The Asham is Kachim Kachim, so it needs to be slaughtered in the Tzofen. The Shlomim doesn't need to be slaughtered in the Tzofen, but it may be slaughtered in the Tzofen. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Shech both in the Tzofen. And as far as eating the Kabbarnas, we should treat both animals in the most stringent fashion, meaning that even though a carbon shlomim we know is nechel shnei yom v'laylecha, the 2 days and one night, a carbon asham is only nechel yom v'layla, 1 day and one night. Since we don't know which carbon is which here, we have to treat both animals as if they were a carbon asham, and they may not be eaten more than yom v'layla. Amroloi, the chamim disagree with Rav Shimon because they introduced the concept of emavi and kachin l'beis b'sol. Here we have one carbon, which is really a carbon shlomim, which the halacha of a carbon shlomim is that it should be eaten, as we just said, l'shnei yom v'layla echad. And because you are treating them both as a carbon asham, say the Chacham to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to be diminishing the amount of time that this carbon may be eaten. It can't be eaten for 2 days and one night. It can only be eaten by 1 day and one night, and we may not do so. This is machlokes, this halacha of emavim kachim l'beis psul, is this an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan? The Kiryas Sefer, the Shar HaMelech, both hold that this is only an issa d'rabbanan, that Chazal said emavim kachim l'beis psul in order to avoid the kachim from becoming noiser. The raya to their position is from a Gemara that we learn here, where the Gemara says on Daf Ayin Vav, where Rav Shimon, where the Gemara says that even Rav Shimon only allowed this in a b'dievet situation. But l'chatchila, even Rav Shimon agrees that emavim l'kotshim l'beis apsol. So they explain, when we speak about anissa d'araisa, we can't differentiate between l'chatchila and rabbonon. Only by issa d'rabbonon is there such a distinction between something l'chatchila and b'dievet. The fact that the Gemara wants to make such a nafgamina between l'chatchila and d'yevid in this concept of emavim kachim l'beis psul is a raya that it's only in issa d'rabbonon. Moreover, from the rabbonon's opinion as well, we could see, they say, that this entire concept of emavim kachim l'beis psul is only the rabbonon. Because in our Mishnah, the rabbonon agree that when different pieces of carbon meat get intermingled, since there is no other option, we don't apply the concept of emavim kachim l'beis psul. Now, if the isser of emavim kachim l'beis psul is an isser d'oraisa, that is an isser under all circumstances, and it shouldn't make a difference if we have other options or not. Again, a raya, they say, that this entire concept of emavim kachim l'beis psul is only isser d'rabbanan. Moreover, as the Gemara on Daf Ayin Vav on the base teaches us, in that lengthy Gemara, where the Gemara speaks about the individual who isn't quite sure if he was a Metzoiru or not, what should he do with his carbon? What should he do with the oil? And all of it is based on the concept of Emavim Kachim L'beis Psul. So the Achronim say that how could Rav Shimon allow Kachim to be brought to Beis Psul just to make a person tar if Emavim Kachim L'beis Psul is the Issa D'Raisa? However, Rashi in Masechta Chulin, Daf Beis Amid Beis, Divrei Maskel Umim Mekudoshim, says that the reason why Tomei should not hit Shech Kachin L'Chatchila, even with a long knife, where he won't be actually touching the animal, because you have to avoid a carbon from becoming Tomei, based on the pasuk, Vani Hine Nusati Lecha Es Mishmeres Trumasi. From here we learn Kachim need to be protected not to become Tomei. So we see that just like the same pasuk that teaches us that we're not allowed to make Truma Tomei, we also have to be careful that Kachim should become Tomei. So therefore, some Achronim want to say the Rashi's opinion is that this is a Daraisa. And so too does the Masham and the Shalos Tshuvos Masham, Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Tes, say is the opinion of the Rambam. So when we learn the concept of Ein Mevi'im Kachin Beis HaPsul, we think about it as a concept that unfortunately is not relevant b'zman hazeh, when we're not bringing kabbonis. However, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Nun Aleph, the last sif, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mizmor L'Soida, every day by davening we say Mizmor L'Soida, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Lomar Ben Negina, we say it with a song. Shekol Hashir is a Sidus L'Botol, all songs will become bottle. Aside from Mizmor L'Soida. And it's interesting to point out, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're supposed to say Mizmor L'Soida B'Negina. You know, everybody stands by Mizmor L'Soida. The question of standing Mizmor L'Soida, the Shari Tshuva here in Sifkot and Dalet, quotes a Yad Aaron in the name of the Maris Suruk, who said the Mizmor L'Soida should be stood, said standing. But he says that really there is no source, there is no makar to say Mizmor L'Soida standing. However, this that was supposed to say Mizmor L'Soida b'negina is a beferish din in Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Halicha Shlomo Perek Vav, Halacha Ha'orah 42, in fact, points out he doesn't know why people don't say Mizmor L'Soida with Negina when it says Beferish in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to. Continues the Ramah. Hagah, Vein Omer Mizmor L'Soida B'Shabbos for Yontif. We don't say Mizmor L'Soida in Shabbos for Yontif. Abi Mei Pesach. During Pesach, she'ain toida krev behem. You can't bring a carbon toida in all these times. Shabbos for Yontif, you don't bring carbon the dover. Mizmor toida is a carbon the dover. Pesach, you don't bring a carbon toida because it has with it 40 chalas, which are chametz. Mishum chametz, v'loi be'er Pesach, nor er Pesach. V'ayin l'kamon simen tov tzadik des. Why don't we say it on er Pesach? Because you can't eat the chalas that a chametz already erev Pesach in the afternoon. So we have a concept of emavim kachim l'beis apsul. Don't bring a carbon in a time when you'll limit the amount of time you could eat it. Similarly, v'loi be'erev Yom Kippur, not an erev Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur you can't eat at night. And in fact, the Mishnah Brura, quoting the Pri Megadim, quoting the Tuvu Ashar, says that you shouldn't say any kabbonis on Erev Yom Kippur, because all kabbonis can only, that even the ones that eat in L'Yayim V'Layla, if today is Erev Yom Kippur and I can't eat the carbon tonight, and we're learning in Al Gemara the concept of Emavim Kachon L'Beis Psul, so don't say kabbonis today because tonight you won't be able to eat those kabbonis. Question is, What about Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av? So he says that Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av, he says, we do, the Mishnah Berurah says, which is the opinion of the Magen Avraham in the name of the Marshal, that they do say, because when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Tisha B'Av was a Yontif. So Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av, they brought Kabbanis and ate them. The Michas Elazar in his Sefer in the Mukei Chaim says that the minig is not to say Mizmal Asoida on Tisha B'Av. Because how can we say Mizmal Asoida, which we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, we say with song and joy on a day like Tisha B'Av, and therefore he says we don't say Mizmal Asoida on Tisha B'Av. So not saying Mizmal Asoida on Erev Pesach is very understood, because you could already not eat the loaves, which are chametz, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and certainly not at night. But the Achrayim ask, on Yom Kippur, indeed, we may not eat the Karban Toida at night. It's Yom Kippur. But the halacha is that Ketanim and Cholim may eat the Kabbanis Yom Kippur at night. They don't have the obligation to fast. So why can't we say Mizmal Asoida? Because of them, we have people who could eat the Karban Toida that night. Simreya Arik says, based on our Gemara, we can answer why not. He says, our Gemara says that one may not buy Truma with Maas Maisa Sheni. Why? Because Maisa Sheni, we know, may be eaten by anyone, as long as it's eaten in Yerushalayim. Truma, as we also know, may only be eaten by Kahanim. So if we use Maisa Sheni funds to buy Truma, that's called a Mevim Kachon Beis Apsur, because we're limiting the amount of people who can eat it. Till now, anyone can eat it, and now only Kahanim can eat it. So we see from here, says the Ramea Arik, that even if just taking the amount of people who can eat a carbon and limiting it, diminishing that amount of people, that is already considered a mevim kachon beis apsul. So now we could understand our halacha as well. A mevim kachon beis. Now we could understand, even though Yom Kippur by night, ketanim and cholim will be able to eat the carbon toida, but only ketanim and cholim will be able to eat it, and we're limiting the amount of people who could eat it, and that is included in the concept of a mevim kachon beis apsul. And in fact, I saw very interesting, based on this Gemara, from Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked that how could you bring a carbon shlomim on not just on Erev Yom Kippur, but on even on Erev Yom Kippur? Because on Ches Tishrei, if you'll bring a carbon shlomim, you could eat the Karban Shlomim the Shnei Yomim V'layla Echad, but the next day, Tes Tishrei, is Erev Yom Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur, there's a din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, and a Tosfos Yom Kippurim, you have to start fasting already, Ribbon during the day, so you're limiting the amount of time you could eat the Karban Shlomim. And isn't there a concept of Emavim Kachonel Beis Apsol, as we're learning in our Sugya? And therefore, Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked, maybe we shouldn't even say the Parasha Shlomim, not just like the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Prima Gadim on Erev Tisha B'Av, but we shouldn't even say it on Erev Yom Kippur, we shouldn't even say it on Erev Yom Kippur. So Chaim answered, you're right, the only time one was allowed to bring a Karban Shlomim on Ches Tishrei was in a situation about Ta'achar. That if he wouldn't bring the carbon that day, he would be over his time by which he has to bring the carbon will have passed and will be over the lav about ta'achar. That was the only circumstance that they would allow a person to bring a carbon shlomim even on Ches Tishrei. And therefore, because of that, we could say the Parsha Shlomim, because there was a circumstance. But if that's the case, I was thinking, then maybe if Baal Ta'achar, if you don't bring it on Erev, Yom Kippur would be allowed to bring it. So why does the Prima Godim say, don't say Parsha Shlomim on Erev Yom Kippur?